For CRI News, I'm Linda Mills. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China and Russia have played the role of ballast stone in safeguarding regional and global peace and stability. President Xi made the remarks when meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on the sidelines of the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation in Beijing on Sunday. Xi Jinping says developing and deepening bilateral ties is a strategic choice for the two countries. For his part, Putin said the two countries' active communication and coordination on major international issues has become important stabilizing factors for the international community. Meeting with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, Putin said Russia is willing to promote cooperation with China in energy, transport, and aviation. China's central bank says the decision to inject capital into the Silk Road Fund stems from an enormous funding demand. President Xi Jinping has said that China will contribute an additional 100 billion yuan, or about 14.5 billion U.S. dollars, to the Silk Road Fund. Deputy Governor of the People's Bank of China, Yi Gang, says the capital boost will help the fund make the most of its advantages, such as flexibility, high efficiency, and its leveraging role. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has said the country is capable of maintaining financial market stability. Meeting with IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde in Beijing, Premier Li said China will continue to implement prudent monetary policy and put the prevention of financial risks in a prominent position. He says the government will also continue with a market-based managed floating exchange rate regime to keep the basic stability of the yuan at a reasonable and balanced level. Lagarde said China's growth momentum is encouraging. She praised China's strong support for global economic cooperation and multilateral trade systems. China's National Weather Observatory has renewed a blue alert as several southern provinces will continue to be hit by heavy rain Sunday through Monday. Heavy rain or storms may hit parts of Guizhou, Sichuan, Guangxi, Guangdong, and Hubei. Rainfall in Guizhou and Guangxi could exceed 60 milliliters per hour. China's value-added industrial output, an important economic indicator, expanded 6.5% year-on-year in April, 0.5 percentage points higher than the same month of last year. In March, industrial production expanded 7.6% year-on-year. Industrial production expanded 6.7% year-on-year for the first 4 months. Industrial output, officially called industrial value-added, is used to measure the activity of designated large enterprises with annual turnover of at least 20 million yuan. The investment in real estate development expanded 9.3% year-on-year in the first 4 months of the year. North Korea has confirmed the test firing of a medium long-range ballistic missile on Sunday. The official North Korean Central News Agency says the new ground-to-ground strategic ballistic missile test was carried out by scientists and technicians in the field of rocket research. It says test fire was conducted at the highest angle in consideration of the security of neighboring countries. The U.S. Pacific Command confirmed that the missile landed in the Sea of Japan. The European Union has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile test launch, saying it seriously violated UN Security Council resolutions. Centrist Emmanuel Macron has been sworn in as the 8th president of France. Speaking at a ceremony at the Élysée Palace on Sunday, Macron pledged to nurture success across the French territory during his 5-year term. He also vowed to restore the country's status in Europe and the world and heal divisions in society. Following the ceremony, the 39-year-old visited the tomb of the unknown soldier at the Arc de Triomphe at the top of the Champs-Élysées Avenue. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Conservatives scored a major upset on Sunday, finishing ahead of the ruling Social Democrats in a key state election. The Christian Democrats, also known as the CDU, saw a strong surge of support in Germany's most populous state of North Rhine-Westphalia, NRW, where the SPD has ruled for the most of the post-war years. Exit polls show the CDU won 34.5%, up from 26.3% in 2012. The SPD fell to 30.5% from 39.1%. It was the third straight state defeat for the SPD since March, casting a shadow over their hopes of denying Merkel a fourth 4-year term on September 24th. For CRI News, that was Linda.